rest of the audience in the gallery, did that have to do with this?
Actually, out of respect for us, one of our leaders did try to pull it back, but we did not want it pulled back by any means. This, doing the research of the salute and the bowing, you know, that stems from Bin Laden, and that's the sign of respect and allegiance. It would be safe to assume that they know that we are the VFM members, right? The victim family members.
Yeah.
It did seem extremely calculated. Now, we're all adults. We get it. We know that the defense team needs to make everybody feel comfortable so they're entrusted with their clients, the detainees. But at what price do you do that? That, to me, was a total disgrace, an insult to wounds that will never heal. And, you know, it's like, you want to hurt me most? You hurt my children.
Yeah.
It was a horrific display of, it was just a horrific display of, you know, the means by, you know, which you'll go to get to your goal.
And the event strengthens our resolve to pursue justice, because, you know, I think if something like that happened in the United States, that woman might have been pulled aside and vetted a little bit more to find out what exactly her allegiance for a terrorist might actually be. But it, you know, seeing that, it strengthens our resolve to keep behind the prosecution team and to see justice be done.
Yeah. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the others are out of the fight, probably for the rest of their lives. So who's taking up the fight? And that was very concerning about that woman and what her motivations are, who she is, what she'll do next, who she interacts with. You bow to an enemy or a country, that's a problem. And in the past, it probably would have been a prosecutable problem. And I think we need to really focus on who's doing what here and what these people, what their allegiance is.
I too want to say that her actions, the whole defense actions, did give us strength and more resolve.
And that's why we pulled the curtain back.
Because
we didn't want them to think that they intimidated us. We want to be sure that they see us.
They did not intimidate us.
No. That's not the intention of the curtain. The curtain is to give you guys privacy so people...
Well,
We don't need it.
You do realize that we have been living this. We have been living like this since 2001. We don't need to have privacy. Our lives are out there in the open. You know, I know that we center in on, you know, the five detainees and their treatment and everything. But with that, I wonder, because it was such a large amount of people that we lost that day, it almost desensitizes people to the individual person, each individual person, and what they've experienced and what they have gone through and how that it spreads like a weed, because it doesn't affect just that person who died that day, the horrific death.
Was murdered that day.
Exactly. They were murdered. And it seems to me that they lose their individuality because you're kind of lumped into one thing. But it's 3,000 plus who are dying still. They've died. They were murdered. And, you know, I know we center in on the detainees, but in doing so, I feel like we've lost individuality. And our prosecution team has focused on each and every single one of them. And that gives me faith and hope that they're doing their due diligence by us and by my country. And, you know, there is comfort in that. And I know that they recognize every individual who was murdered that day and who is still paying the price of a terrorist act. Yeah. And to me, I am very proud of my country. And I need that. I needed to see this to get back to be proud. We all have our flaws. America isn't perfect, and we do know that. But it is a good country. And I know they are doing their best. And I'm very impressed with them, and I'm very grateful to each and every person on that team because they haven't forgotten one individual and the experience that they had.
This is your first time here?
This is my first time here, and I do not want to leave. I do not want to leave.
I wish we could stay.
Why
not? I'll tell you why. I've never felt safer anywhere in my life. And that's great because, you know, your relatives are like, you're going where? Why are you, that's crazy. You have to be safe. I didn't feel, I've never felt safer since 2001. And with that being said, I have been.
Could I interrupt you for a second? What is it that made you feel so safe here?
You know what? I'm immersed in our military, our joint task force. I mean, you know, I know they have our backs. I know that they're going to keep me safe. You know, they do their best to do what they've signed up to do. And there is such a comfort in that, like a safety blanket that, you know, I feel that the general consensus is that we felt like we were like
a little family.
A family unit, but who created that? I'm sorry, Joe. I feel that was the people who offered this experience to us. And the amount of respect and care, and even throughout, sitting in the gallery, like, I saw them looking at each one of us, making sure we were okay. You know, and after that incident, making sure that the children, sorry, Sean, I'm going there again, but you'll always be a child, you know that. We're safe and okay, and because, you know, they truly cared for us. I mean, it was everything was very sincere, and this is a great experience and a great opportunity to see what America is fighting for. And I really do wish that every single family member could experience this. You know, I just, that is my feeling.
How old are these children?
I think from a technology standpoint, they're better now. I understand they're better now. So it's not fair to really give a comparison. But, you know, if I had the opportunity, I would take it as opposed to not being able to do it.
It's like Fort Hamilton or something.
Fort Hamilton or, Dix would be the ones that are closest to me.
After being here, I am much more committed to making myself available to go to a CCTV site to see the rest of the pre-trial motions and especially the trial. Absolutely. And it's become much more meaningful and important to me.
Do you have any sense when that trial might happen?
They say they were talking yesterday about September 30th as a date.
That's a date.
Discovery, yes.
Right.
Yeah, for turning over documents.
For turning over documents and getting started.
Just can I say something, Joe Connor? We touched on it before, and I think. And I can't necessarily speak for everybody, but I don't think any of us here considers ourselves victims. I think our family members were victims. They were murdered, but we're not. And we're here because we are. We believe in taking some control. We want to be part of the justice that's being brought. No one here is a withering flower, and that's why when that that curtain could have been closed to give us privacy. We don't need that. And, you know, the defense called themselves at one point yesterday or the day before a tightly knit team or something like that. I forget exactly the words that Borman used, but that's what we are. And if they're the defense, maybe we're the offense, because we are going to do our very best to provide justice and be supportive of those incredible people on the prosecution side who are working unbelievably, yet they have an amazing sense of humor and are so personable, and they treat us, as Gene said, each as individuals, and we know that they treat our loved ones as individuals, not a mass of people. The other part is Karen and her team. Gene talked about being safe. Yes, the military has kept us safe, and we all feel good about that, but her team has kept us, Kim and Jay and the rest of the team have kept us safe emotionally, I'd say, and it's been an amazing experience, quite honestly.